Znači, možete u vašim skriptima da podvučete da ovo što smo u prvom satu radili neće biti na ispitu krajnjem.
What we discussed there is not part of the 27 fundamental beliefs of Seventh-day Adventists.
Što smo ovdje diskutovali nije dio 27 doktrina Adventista.
I believe there are some strong hints in this direction.
Znači, ima ovdje neki jasni i snažni tačka ovdje, ali...
But I would not want to present this as something that is final, that I am sure of, and there are no questions about.
Ali ne bih ja da kažem da ovo je ono zadnje i to ja vama prenosim i nema pitanja u vezi toga, nego ipak je tu
It's my attempt to put together the different hints, the different texts that seem to point in this direction.
Znači, to je moj način da vam pokažem samo par tekstova koji idu u ovom pravcu u vezi ove teme.
I've been thinking about this a long time.
Dugo sam razmišljao o ovim stvarima.
But I don't have all the answers.
Ali nemam ja sve odgovore na ovo pitanje.
So, is it possible for you to have different categories in your mind?
Možete imati drugačije kategorije u vašim mislima, umu?
This one you put in the tentative category, perhaps, maybe?
Ovo stavite u kategoriju tentative.
Tentative, possible, possibility.
Mogućnosti.
But not certainty.
A ne ono što je stvarno, znači ono što je moguće, a ne ono što je sigurno.
Ideas that we're still
ideje za koje još uvijek razmišljamo.
But now what we're going to do the rest of the course.
Za vrijeme koje nam ostaje radit ćemo.
I find in a different category.
Stavljamo u drugu kategoriju.
This is the category of the 27 fundamental beliefs.
Ove kategorije 27 vjerovanja.
That we have as a church studied together and come to a consensus on.
Koje smo mi proučavali zajedno kao crkva i došli do zaključka.
So I don't present these in the same on the same level as the
Znači ovo sad vam ne predstavljam na istom nivou kao što smo ovo u prvom času.
Is that fair?
Da li je to u redu?
Okay. I think that you are mature enough students that one can present some stretching ideas that we're still wrestling with.
Mislim da ste dovoljno zreli kao studenti da može neko da vam predstavi ideje da vam malo raširi um.
And that's what I did the last hour.
I to sam ja vam uradio u prvom satu.
Do you have any clarifying questions about that just for a few more
minutes? Ima neko pitanje za da se razjasne?
Or do you want to let it die?
Ili da to onako umre samo. I think we have a question.
Yes. Question?
Does that Sam refer to that role that he took on before? Before birth?
Yeah.
Because the apostles?
Right.
Because the disciples refer to it when Jesus
That's right.
ascended
yes,
to
this
heaven
is a, this is a very, very good question. Yes.
Jako dobro pitanje.
And I'm glad you allow me to clarify. I referred to this psalm to show the meaning of this word nasak.
Ja sam se odnosio na ovom psalmu da pokažem značaj ove reči.
That it means to appoint to a new office.
Znači koja znači da postavi u novom polju, znači u novom poslu.
But the office in Psalm 2 is a different one than the one in Proverbs 8.
Znači polje u drugom u samom drugom poglavlju je drugačiji od onog što se tiče.
Does that help?
Da to pomaže? Da.
Okay. Okay, that's right. No exam, so no need to ask further questions. All right, that helps a lot. Maybe I should just say no exam at all, then there will never be any questions. But I can't do that. Okay. This part of our lecture starts a new section of our Psalm 27 outline.
Znači, ovaj deo naše nastave, otpočinjemo novi deo 27. psalma.
In Psalm 27, you remember David wanted to do three things in the sanctuary.
Sećate se da u 27. psalmu David je teo tri stvari da radi u svetinji.
He wanted to behold the beauty of the Lord.
Da gleda krasotu Božju.
And we've been basking in the beauty of the sanctuary.
I da
tasting the beauty of the sanctuary.
I on je okusio lepotu svetinje.
We've seen the beauty of the earthly sanctuary.
Videli smo lepotu zemaljske svetinje.
And the beauty of the heavenly sanctuary.
I lepotu nebeske svetinje.
And now I would like to shift to the second thing that David wanted to do in the sanctuary.
Želeo bih da se osvrnemo na tu drugu stvar koju David hteo da radi u svetinji.
He wanted to inquire in his temple.
On je hteo da, kako to kaže, inquire?
Well, just read it there.
Aha, dobro, gospodine, sve da ne znam. Da rani.
Yeah, it means a little different, I think, in Serbian. But the word in Hebrew is bakar. Remember, we wrote
bakar
that
na jevrijskom.
It means to dig deeply, to search, to find out whether something is true or not.
Znači to da kopaš duboko, da saznaš da li je nešto istinito ili ne.
It means to focus upon the truth of the sanctuary doctrine.
To znači da te fokusiramo na istinu svetinje, istinitost.
And here I need to tell you just a little testimony of my own experience.
Da vam kažem samo ovde, na ove tačke, jedno moje iskustvo.
So you'll understand where I'm coming from.
Da razumete odakle dolazim.
I was born as a Seventh-day Adventist.
Rođen sam kao adventista.
And I was taught the sanctuary doctrine from a little...
I učio sam, učili su me doktrinu svetinje od malena.
I went to Adventist elementary school, high school, and college.
Znači, išao sam kroz adventističku srednju, osnovnu i na fakultetu.
And as a pastor, a young pastor, my very first church was a little tiny church out in the country.
I kad sam prvo počeo rad, prva crkva je bila jedna mala crkvica tamo u selu negde.
And my senior pastor that I was working under had built a model.
I moj taj glavni pastor koji je mene podučavao, mentor moj, je izgradio kao jedan model mali svetinje.
And he was kind enough to bring this and set it up in the front of our little church for my first evangelistic series.
I on je bio tako dobar da je to doneo i to postavio u crkvi kad je on držao svoju prvu evangelizaciju o svetinji. Ova mala crkva je bila udaljena sat vremena od gde sam ja živio. I došlo je to veče. Došlo je to prvo veče da sam počinjao da govorim o svetinji.
And I got there that night.
Došlo sam to veče.
And I opened my Bible.
Otvorio sam svoju Bibliju. Malo se obiti sam se pomolio da mi Bog pomogne dok sam propovedao. I pogledao sam i skripta mi nije bila tu za to veče.
And I became petrified. What am I going to do?
Ja sam se uplašio, šta da sad radim?
This complicated doctrine of the sanctuary. How can I preach without any notes?
Kako da mogu da objasnim ovu kompliciranu doktrinu o svetinji bez svoje skripte?
But the Lord gave me strength.
Ali Bog mi dao snagu.
I'm not a very good mathematician.
Nisam dobar matematičar.
My brother is a mathematician.
Moj brat je matematičar.
Computer science genius.
Znači, u vezi informatike, nauka i tako, genije.
He got all of those genes and I didn't get any of those.
On je sve te gene dobio, a nisam ništa dobio.
But I managed to draw the 2300-day chart.
A nekako sam nacrtao tabelu 2300 dana i noći.
And to calculate from 457 BC.
I da izračunam od 457. godine nadalje.
To explain there's no zero year when you go from before Christ to after Christ.
I da objasnim da tu nema ona nula godine kad ideš od pre Hrista i posle Hrista.
And I was so happy when the mathematics came out to 1844.
I bio sam jako sredan kad je matematika ispala sve da završi na 1844. godine.
My sermon was finished.
Završio sam propoved. I mislio sam da to bio, osjećao sam kao da je to bilo veliki uspeh.
I had correctly charted the 2300.
Ja sam tačno sve pokazao to 2300 dana.
And we went on to the next subject.
I onda smo pošli na drugu temu.
That's all the sanctuary meant to me, was just
To je sve što je meni svetinja značila, znači ta tabela od 2300 dana i noći. Nije nešto me promenilo u mom životu ili uticalo. Verovao sam u to, da što su me učitelji i propovednici su me to učili u školi i roditelji.
Well, I went back to school for doctoral studies.
I onda sam se vratio da uradim svoj doktorat u školu.
And I'll tell more about that later, the study of subject of typology.
Znači, posle ću vam malo govoriti o tom predmetu o tipologiji.
But at the end of my studies, I was, I think I mentioned to you, I was able to go to Jerusalem for a few months.
Na kraju svojih studija već sam vam spomenuo da sam dobio priliku da odem do Jerusalima.
And while I was over in Jerusalem, there was a great storm.
Dok sam bio u Jerusalimu, neka velika oluja ili talas veliki je prošao kroz adventističku crkvu.
And we had one of our brightest scholars dare to say that the sanctuary message was not true.
I jedan od naših najvećih scholara je bio tamo da nam kaže da doktrina o svetinji nije istina.
And he wrote a 991-page manuscript to prove that the sanctuary doctrine was not biblical.
I on je napisao jednu skriptu od 991 strane da nam pokaže i dokaže da doktrina o svetinji nije istinita.
The year was 1980.
Bila je godina 1980.
The place was Glacier View.
Mesto Glacier View.
Ranch.
Colorado.
In the mountains of the United States, the middle of the United States.
Znači u sredini Amerike u planinama.
And the church called together its scholars from around the world.
I crkva je pozvala sve svoje skolare, tako, širom sveta.
And they listened to the presentation of this famous Bible expositor.
I onda su slušali prezentaciju ovog biblijskog izlagača.
We'll talk more about him in a few minutes.
Više ćemo razgovarati o njemu za par minuta.
I was enjoying Israel at this time.
Ja sam uživao u Izraelu u ovom vremenu.
I came back from Israel.
Vratio sam se iz Izraela.
And I had a friend, my closest friend in theology.
I došao sam kod svog prijatelja, najboljeg prijatelja u teologiji.
We worked as pastor together for 5 years at the same conference.
Radili smo zajedno u istoj oblasti za 5 godina.
We had helped in the junior department of the camp meeting, the conventions.
Pomagali smo u odeljenju za mlade, znači zajedno smo se molili i zajedno smo poručavali.
But I hadn't seen him for almost a year.
Nisam ga video skoro godinu dana.
He knocked on my door.
Zakucao mi na vrata.
I opened the door and he had a big stack of books in his hand.
Otvorio sam vrata i on je držao oko veliku puno knjiga ovako u rukama.
He came and he brought them and set them on my table.
Da, ušao unutra i stavio ih sve na moj sto.
He said,
i rekao je,
I dare you to read these and stay an Adventist.
Kaže, izazivam te da, tako kaže, da, da pročitaš sve ove knjige i da ostaneš adventista.
Said this last year I have read this 991 page manuscript.
Kaže, prošle godine sam pročitao ovu skriptu od 991 stranica. Ove su knjige.
And I am convinced the sanctuary doctrine that Adventists teach is wrong.
Ja sam uveren da što adventisti propovedaju o svetinji da nije tačno, nije istinito.
And if you read these, I think you will come to the same.
I ako i ti pročitaš ove knjige i skripte, ti ćeš isto doći do istog zaključka. Posle par sedmica on je napustio fakultet teološki. Posle par meseci on je napustio crkvu adventističku. Vratio svoje prava kao propovednik. I otpočeo svoju crkvu. I šta sad ja da radim? Ja sam tek počeo da predajem na fakultetu teološkom. Da li da pročitam ove knjige?
Well, I didn't have much time.
Nisam puno vremena imao. Ovo je bila prva godina predavanja. Znači da nove časove svaki dan
predajem.
I našla sam malo vremena svako večer prije nego što sam išao spavam. Malo onako lakog čitanja prije nego što idem da spavam, onako lake knjige. Znači vidite humor u tome, znači lake knjige.
Because as I read those books, it was anything but light reading.
Dok sam čitala te knjige, to je bilo sve, ali nije bilo lako čitanje. Našla sam probleme koje se nikad se pre nisam suočio i pitanja. Pitanja koje su se pojavile, na koje nisam imao odgovor. I počela sam shvatiti da ako su ove knjige u pravu, onda sam temelj, ono što ga ja verujem, znači povukao se skroz, izmiče se.
And I became very morose. Do you know that word morose? Very sad.
I postao jako jako tužan i razočaran možda. I jako bilo teško da se živi sa mnom.
My wife finally said to me,
Moja supruga mi konačno rekla, molim te stavi te knjigu na stranu.
You are reading those and they are making you so difficult to live with that we can't stand you around the house.
Čitaš te knjige i jako je teško živjeti s tobom i nepodnošljiv si oko kuće.
And so I stopped reading them in bed.
I prestao sam da ih čitam tu.
And I snuck them to my office at the seminar.
Sakrio u svoju kancelariju na fakultetu.
And I kept reading.
I nastavio sam da ih čitam tamo.
And I came to a decision.
Došao sam do odluke.
I decided not to leave as fast as my friend.
Odlučio sam da ne napustim toliko brzo kao i moj kolega.
Because I had seen too much evidence of God's leading in this church.
To što sam video previše dokaza Božjeg vodstva u ovoj crkvi.
But I decided to study this subject as deeply as I knew how to study.
Ali sam odlučio da ipak proučavam ovu temu koliko moguće dublje, duboko kako sam mogao.
And to be as honest and fair to the biblical evidence as I knew how to be.
I da budem iskren i fair biblijskim dokazima kao što sam ja to znao.
And if this doctrine could not stand the test of the closest investigation.
I da ako ova doktrina ne može da istraje ispit taj, da.
Then I was ready to leave this
church. Onda sam bio spreman da napustim crkvu.
Because I didn't want to be an Adventist just because my parents said so.
Nisam htio da budem adventista zato što su moji roditelji samo to rekli.
Or because my teachers said so.
Ili zato što su moji predavači to rekli.
Or my pastor.
Ili moj pastor.
Or the pioneers.
Ili pioniri naše crkve.
Or even Ellen White.
A čak i Ellen White.
Because Ellen White says, "Don't believe it because I say so, but believe it because the Bible says."
Čak i ona kaže, nemojte vjerovati što vam ja to kažem, nego što to Biblija piše.
And so started weeks and months of anguishing agony in studying scripture.
I tu su otpočeli sedmice i mjeseci dubokog istraživanja pisma.
Pleading with God to help me to find what is the truth.
Moljenja sa Bogom da mi pomogne da nađem istinu.
Bakar, this word in Psalm 27.
Bakar što kaže u 27. psalmu.
Digging deeply to find out what is the evidence for this.
Duboko kopanje da nađete dokaz tu.
And I'm delighted to tell you that God answered my prayers.
I sećam se da vam kažem da je Bog uslišio moje molitve.
Now you have snow here sometimes, do you?
Yeah, imate snega ovdje. Yeah.
And you have some frost that comes on the ground.
I onda ako imate mraz koji padne na zemlju.
And when the sun comes up, the frost melts.
Onda kad se sunce pojavi, mraz ode, otopi se.
Well, the frost was like my doubts that were there on the ground.
Taj mraz je bio kao moje sumnje.
And as I began to study the Bible, it was like the sun that rose.
Dok sam počeo da proučavam Bibliju, to je bilo kao sunce koje
shining
izađe
on those frost, on that
i koje sjaje na taj mraz i topim ga.
And melting it away.
Topeći ga.
I had hoped if I could just find just enough evidence just to hang my doubts on, I would stay an Adventist.
Ako nađem samo malo dokaza, držao bi se za te male grane dokaze da ostanem adventista.
But instead I found an overwhelming amount of evidence.
Umjesto toga našao sam puno dokaza.
I
I found more than I ever dreamed.
Više nego što sam ikad sanjao da ću naći.
And I'm here to tell you now that I believe the sanctuary doctrine more than I ever did before.
Ja sam da vam kažem da verujem u doktrini o svetinji više nego što sam ikad verovao u životu.
But now it's not just based because someone told me so.
A sad ni više ni zato što mi neko samo to rekao.
It's because I've searched it out and I believe it because I found it there in scripture.
Ali već nego zato što sam ja to sam istraživao u Bibliji i našao sam dokaze.
And I plead with you not to accept this doctrine this week because of anything I say.
I molim vas da ne prihvatite ovu doktrinu zbog onoga što sam ja rekao ove sedmice.
Demand a thus saith the Lord from the scriptures.
Tražite ovako reče Bog iz Biblije.
And let your heart be settled in the faith as the Spirit leads you into truth.
I neka vaše srce se ukori u veri dok pronalazite sami istinu.
I invite you to a bakar experience as in Psalm 27.
Pozivam vas na bakar iskustvo kao u 27. psalmu.
To dig deeply to find out what is truth.
Da kopate duboko i da nađete šta je istina.
Now you'll find that what I during this next week that I found more than I reckoned that I would find. I found more than I thought I would find.
I u ovoj sedmici vidjet ćete da sam ja našao više nego što sam ikad mislio da ću naći.
Not only did I find that this doctrine was true.
Ne samo da sam našao da ova doktrina istinita.
But like my Jewish brothers and sisters, I fell in love with this doctrine.
Ali kao i moji braći i sestre Jevreji, ja sam se zaljubio u ovu doktrinu.
And it has changed my life.
I život mi promenila.
And so what I share with you this next week is not just theory.
I sad što delim s vama u ovoj narednoj sedmici nije samo teorija.
It's a doctrine that to me is a living reality.
To je doktrina koja je meni živa realnost.
And it's centered in the work of Jesus, my Savior who's working in the heavenly sanctuary.
I centrirana je u Isusu Hristu koji sad radi u nebeskoj svetinji.
I want you to be aware of the issues and the questions that I've had to wrestle with.
Hoću da budete svesni ovih pitanja i problema s kojim sam se ja suočivao.
And in this next couple hours I'm not going to focus upon personalities, upon people.
I u narednih par sati nećemo da fokusiramo na ličnost ljudi.
I will mention some people, I will write their names on the board.
Neke ljudi ću ovako da spominjem, njihova imena ću staviti na tabli.
Most of them are already dead.
Većina njih su već mrtvi.
Because these issues rose way back 100 years ago.
Zato što su ovi problemi se pojavili pre 100 godina.
Some are still alive.
Neki su još uvijek živi.
Some were my teachers.
Neki su moji predavači.
They taught me, some of them taught me to believe the gospel.
Neki su me verovali da verujem u evanđelje. Učili da verujem u evanđelje.
And every time I mention their names in a class, I pray for them.
I svaki put kad spominjem njihovo ime na nastavi, ja se molim za njih.
And I plead that God will bring them back to accept the sanctuary message again.
I molim Boga da ih vrati nazad da opet prihvate ovu istinu o svetinji.
So I'm not mentioning names in order to point my finger at anyone.
Znači ne spominjem imena sad da ja ukrijem prst svoj ka njima.
I want you to be aware of the major players, the major figures.
Hoću da budete svesni tih velikih imena u ovoj debati.
But my main focus is upon the issues. What are the issues?
Znači, glavni fokus je na te probleme koji se pojavljuju i na ta tačke.
Let's go clear back to the beginning of our church.
Da se vratimo na početku naše crkve.
And this is not a course in church history.
Ovo nije nastavo kurs crkvene historije.
Adventist church history.
Adventističke crkvene historije.
I think you have one of those somewhere
to
else,
već
right?
Imamo, tako.
Okay, so I don't want to repeat something that you've already covered.
Neću da ponovim ono što ste vi već prešli.
But in a doctrine of the sanctuary, you can't help but go back to the experience of the great disappointment.
Ali kad govorite o doktrini, o istini, o svetinji, ne možete da se ne osvrnete na istoriju naše crkve.
And what I'd like to do is just to divide the board here into two sides.
Da podijelim tablu na dve strane.
And these are the detractors, the ones who have opposed the sanctuary doctrine.
Znači, ovi su koji su bili protiv istine o svetinji.
And these are the proponents, the ones who have spoken in favor of the sanctuary.
Ovi su protivnici, ovi su za, da kažemo. Koji su, da.
So, this is against, and this is for.
Znači, ovi su za, ne, ovi su protiv, ovi su za.
In 1840s,
znači, u 1840. Godinama,
we have, I hope we have some more, oh, here's some more chocolate. After 1844, the majority of the Millerites rejected the what we know as the Adventist doctrine of the sanctuary right now.
Znači, posle 1844. Većina Millerovaca, da kažem, su odbili tu poruku što mi danas imamo o svetinji.
You know the story, let's just briefly state it here again.
Znate priču, samo da ga ponovim na brzinu.
The Millerites, followers of William Miller.
Znači, Millerovci koji su pratili i sledili Millera.
We're expecting Christ to come in 1843 first.
Su očekivali da Hrist se vrati na zemlju prvo 1843.
Then they realized they'd forgotten the zero year, and so now 1844.
Onda su shvatili da su da nisu uključili ta tu godinu nule, onda su rekli 1844. Prvo su očekivali da to bude u proleću te godine.
And then they began to realize that the language of Daniel 8:14 was the language of Day of Atonement.
Onda su shvatili da jezik Danila 8. poglavlja 14. stiha je jezik dan očišćenja.
And that came in the fall of the year.
A to je došlo na u jesen te godine.
And so they then set the time for Christ coming and the cleansing of this earth by fire.
Onda su našli vreme to isto dolaska i očišćenje ove zemlje s vatrom na jesen.
As, first September 21.
Znači, prvo je bilo septembra 21.
Rabbinic calculation for the Day of Atonement.
Koji je bio rabinski računanje.
And then they realized that the Karaites, this little group of Jews, the Karaite Jews.
Onda su shvatili da Karaite Jews, znači to je jedna grupa Jevreja.
Were calculating the Day of Atonement differently than the rabbis.
Su računali taj dan očišćenja drugačije nego ravini.
We'll come back to the Karaites later this week.
I njima ćemo se vratiti kasnije ove sedmice.
But their date was October 22 for the Day of Atonement that year.
A njihov datum je bio 22. oktobar za dan očišćenja te godine.
And so the day came.
I dan je došao.
And they waited for Christ to come.
I čekao su da Hrist se vrati.
To cleanse the earth with fire.
Da očisti zemlju sa vatrom.
And you know, he didn't come.
I kao što znate, nije došao.
The great disappointment.
Veliko razočarenje.
That next morning,
sljedeće jutro,
there was a man by the name of Hiram Edson.
Jedan čovjek koji se zvao Hiram Edson.
Who lived in upstate New York?
Koji je živao u New Yorku?
Where is Ruben today? Are you here, Ruben?
Ruben tu danas.
Ruben's not here. Man, I was wanting him to blow the shofar for us again today.
Htio sam da opet duvo ono.
Ruben comes from Canada, so he would be able to explain exactly where this was.
Ruby dolazi iz Kanade i on bi mogao da objasni odakle dolazi Hiram Edson.
But it's not down by New York City, but up in the mountains of New York.
Znači nije do grada New Yorka, nego više u planinama gore.
And he was the next morning very disappointed.
On je sljedeće jutro bio jako razočaran.
And he walked out through his cornfield.
I išao je, hodao kroz svoj kukuruz, tamo polje.
I've walked through that same cornfield.
Znači, hodao sam ja isto kroz to isto polje.
Walking out of his barn into the cornfield.
Znači, zašao iz te štale i hodao kroz, kroz
and
kukuruz.
There the Lord impressed him that the sanctuary that was to be cleansed was not on this earth, but was to be the heavenly sanctuary.
I Bog mu je pokazao da svetina nije na ovoj zemlji, nego to se odnosi na nebesku svetinji.
And that it was not cleansing by fire, but he was cleansing the heavenly sanctuary from the sins of the people.
I to nije čišćenje vatrom, nego je čišćenje nebeske svetinje od greha svih.
So he and O.R.L.
On i Crozier
wrote, they studied together, they studied this subject, and in February 7, 1846.
Proučavali su ovaj predmet i 7. februara 1846. godine.
They put out a little paper called the Daystar.
Izdali su članak koji se zove Zvezda Danica, da, Daystar. Da.
In which they explained their newfound biblical understanding.
Da su objasnili su ovu novu istinu koju su oni pronašli.
That they had been right about the date.
Bili su tačni u vezi datuma, vremena.
But wrong about the event.
Ali su pogrešili, znači, događaj.
And they saw the typology of the fall festivals that ended with that pointed toward the Day of Atonement of 1844.
I vidjeli su tipologiju jesenih festivala koji su praznika koji su pali na taj datum.
That Jesus had been working in the holy place.
Da Isus radio u svetinji.
Doing the daily ministry, the continual ministry.
Radeći tu službu svako dnevnu službu.
But in 1844 he started a new ministry in the Holy of Holies.
Ali 44. Otpočeo novu službu u svetinji nad svetinjama.
Okay, is this clear?
Da li ovo jasno?
Yeah. All right. Okay. And this is all review, I know that.
Ovo sve samo ponavljamo, znamo to sve.
So we have the two groups here, the Millerites that are saying the whole idea is wrong, we had the wrong date.
Znači ovdje imamo Millerovci koji kažu da cijela ideja bila pogrešna, imamo datum.
Some tried to establish later dates and say he's coming at a later time.
Neki su probali da računaju, da kažu nove datume, da kažu on dolazi, znači kasnije.
Some threw the whole thing away and said it was all crazy.
Neki su odbacili cijelo to i rekli to je ludo.
But there was a little group of Millerite Adventists that started studying the prophecies closely.
A ima jedna mala grupa Adventista iz te grupe od Millerovci koji su počeli da proučavaju to drugačije.
Ellen White had a vision shortly after this that confirmed that Crozier and Hiram Edson were teaching the truth about the sanctuary.
I Ellen White imala viziju kasnije koja je potvrdila da ovo što su Edson i Crozier izjavili da to je ipak bila istina o svetinji.
When she had her vision, she was 19 years old.
I kad je ovu viziju dobila, bila je imala 19 godina.
God was using young people who were open to his leading.
Bog je koristio mlade ljude koji su bili otvoreni njegovom vodstvu.
And you know the story of the study of Joseph Bates and
znate priču
many of the other pioneers during these next years.
Znate priču o Josephu Bates i drugi pionire ovih godina.
And we should probably put his name here too, Joseph.
I ovdje ćemo njegovo ime staviti također.
And they had these Bible Sabbath conferences
in
1848.
Imali su ove konferencije.
And following for several years.
48. I nadalje.
They met together to study out this doctrine of the Sabbath and the sanctuary and so forth.
Sastavili su se da proučavaju o istini i takve stvarima.
Okay, that's church history.
To je crkvena istorija.
But now what you may not have known before, we may not have focused upon before, are later periods of questioning and then periods of reaffirmation.
Okay, znači stvari koje možda nismo znali pre jesu period posle ovoga ispitivanja i potvrđivanja.
The next period is in the 1860s.
Sljedeći period je 1860. godina.
By this time our church had been organized. 1863 it was organized as a denomination.
Ali u ovo vrijeme naša crkva već bila organizovana kao denominacija 63. godine.
And one of the first conference presidents out in the cornfields of the middle part of the United States.
Jedan od prvih predsjednika oblasti tamo u poljima kod kukuruza.
His name was u Americi. F. Snook.
Znači B.F. Snook.
Is that a funny name to you? Snook?
Snook, smešno ime.
It's a funny name to us, too. Snook.
I nama je smešno ime.
And W.H. Brinkerhoff.
I sljedeća osoba...
Brinkerhoff.
Da li ste učili o njima? Snook i... I Brinkerhoff. Da li ste njih proučavali već?
Okay, niste? Good. You've had a good course then in church history.
Onda jeste, ako jeste, onda dobro ste radili.
And this was a conference president.
Snook je bio, znači, predsjednik oblasti,
ovo
je bio njegov zamjenik, sekretar.
And they both started questioning the sanctuary doctrine.
I oboje su počeli da ispituju istini o svetinji.
And they started questioning the gift of prophecy.
Počeli su da ispituju i duh proroštva Ellen White.
And they started questioning the organization of the church as a church.
I čak donosili u pitanju organizacije crkve.
You often find that these three things go together.
I uvijek ćete naći da ove tri stvari idu zajedno.
You doubt the gift of prophecy.
Sumnjaš duh proroštva.
Then you start doubting the sanctuary. Then you start doubting the church as God's special message for this world.
Kao Božja posebna poruka ovom svetu.
As a result of their questioning, they actually started their own church.
Kao rezultat njihovog tog ispitivanja ili sumnje, otpočeli su svoju crkvu.
Which later evolved into the Worldwide Church of God. Do you have that here?
Koja je posle se pretvorila u tu
Armstrong
Church of God.
Church of God. They keep the feasts, they keep all of the festivals.
Božja, and da.
I think there's probably a few of them here.
Sigurno ima par ovdje isto. U Beogradu.
And in response to this, several Adventists began to write very thoroughly about the sanctuary doctrine.
Kao odgovor na ovo, par Adventista su počeli da puno pišu o istini o svetinji.
James White.
James White.
Uriah
Smith.
And J. N. Andrews.
E. Andrews.
Now I could give you the names of all their books, but I'm not going to do that.
Ako hoćete imena, možem dati, ali neću. Svih njihovih knjiga.
All I would like you to learn for the purposes of this section right here.
Samo što bih htio da naučite za svrhu ove sekcije ovdje.
Is to know which side of this line these people are.
Da znate samo na kojoj strani ove linije ovi ljudi se nalaze.
And which period of time they come in.
I u kom periodu vremena oni se pojavljuju.
Starting in the 60s, about every 40 years, there's a new wave of questioning about the sanctuary.
Znamo da počeći od 60-ih godinama novi talas ispitivanja i neke nove doktrine ulaze u crkvu. Ispitivanja, da.
And the next wave, can I erase the top now?
Mogu da to obrišem, godi da.
Comes in the 1900s.
Znači, sljedeći talas dolazi u 1900.
The turn of the 20th century.
Da, znači kad nova 1900 godine.
So we have, let me draw here.
Yeah, I can. Počeći od 1900. godine.
Three people.
Tri osobe.
Dudley M. Canright.
Canright.
A. Albion F. Ballinger.
Albion Ballinger.
John Harvey Kellogg.
E. Kellogg.
You're familiar with these names?
Da li su ova imena poznata?
John Harvey Kellogg, what was his problem with the sanctuary?
Šta je bilo njegov problem Kelloga što se tiče svetinje?
Pantheism, right?
Panteizam, da.
And because of pantheism, God is everywhere.
I zbog panteizma Bog je svugdje, Bog je u svemu.
He's not in some special place in heaven.
On nije u nekom posebnom mjestu na nebu.
So there is no heavenly sanctuary.
Znači nema nebeske svetinje.
He basically denied the existence of the heavenly sanctuary.
Znači odbacio uopšte egzistencije nebeske svetinje.
Canright.
Canright.
What was his problem?
Koji njegov bio problem?
I guess you could boil it down to pride.
Možete da to kažemo da je bio ponos.
He wanted to be somebody.
On je htio da bude neko i nešto.
He wanted to be an important preacher that was known for his greatness in the world.
On je htio da bude važan propovednik koji je poznat po celom svetu po njegovoj veličini ili.
And how could he be a great preacher in the eyes of the world if he had this peculiar Adventist doctrine?
I kako bi mogao biti tako veliki po svetu ako ima ovu čudnu doktrinu adventističku da ga drži?
So, at least as I read between the lines, and I'm not a church historian.
Kaže, dok čitam između redova, a nisam ya crkveni istoričar.
Canright loved himself more than he loved the word.
Canright je voleo sam sebe više nego reč.
And he chose popularity over faithfulness to God.
On je izabrao popularnost nad umjesto veru u Boga.
And so he basically gave up all of our distinctive doctrines, the Sabbath, the sanctuary, the state of the dead.
Znači on je svu našu doktrinu adventističku stavio na stranu i znači stanje mrtvih, subotu i sve ostalo.
And there's a horrible story, I mean a tragic story about him after he left the Adventist church.
Ima tragična priča o njemu nakon što je napustio našu crkvu.
Because his secretary, even when he was had left the church, was an Adventist.
Njegova sekretarica je bila adventistkinja.
And she wrote a book later called I Was Canright's Secretary.
I posle napisala knjigu Ja sam.
Have you heard this book? Have you heard of this book?
Da ste čuli o ovoj knjizi?
Yeah. And she wrote of how he would be sitting in his office.
Ona je napisala kako bi on sedeo u svojoj kancelariji.
She would hear him cry out.
I ona bi čula kako on.
I'm a lost man. I'm a lost man.
Kako bi vikao, ja sam izgubljen čovjek, izgubljen čovjek.
I've turned my face away from the truth.
Okrenuo sam lice svoje od istine.
And then she would hear him weeping.
Onda bi ga čula kako plače.
But his pride kept him from coming back.
A njegov ponos ga držao da se vrati crkvi.
Tragic story.
Tragična priča.
The third person is Albion Ballinger.
Znači, treća osoba je Albion Ballinger.
His theology is a bit more complicated than the other two.
Njegova teologija je malo više komplicirana nego
drugi. So I'm going to give you a 10-minute break now, and when you come back, we'll talk about Ballinger.
Dali ćemo pauzu i onda kad se vratimo, o njemu ćemo razgovarati.